For the last 2 years, a project in Milwaukee has worked to help senior citizens overcome a sense of social isolation using art.
The project, called Islands of Milwaukee, includes theater, visual art, and interactive online features. An exhibit at Milwaukee City Hall shares the stories and the art that came out of the project.
Ann Basting joins us now. She's a professor of theater at UW-Milwaukee, author of Forget Memory, Creating Better Lives for People with Dementia, and creator of the Islands of Milwaukee project. Ann, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
So why did you decide to tackle the problem of isolation?
It's a phenomenon that's a growing phenomenon. There's a great book that I read a couple of years ago by Eric Kleinenberg called Going Solo. It turns out that more than ever before in the history of our country, and really other countries as well, we are living alone. And that's a great thing. We're a country of independent people. We like to pull ourselves up and stand our ground. But it also can mean, you know, we are also social beings and we need each other. We need to be in relationship. And sometimes older adults with just in the, you know, snap of a finger, in the blink of an eye, things can change. And that sense of independence can become isolation.
So what kind of things did you do to reach out to seniors?
Well, we first of all, we gathered partners. We wanted to really study the systems that are in place to reach people. So we partnered with the Milwaukee County Department on Aging, which offers just a plethora of incredible programs, interfaith older adult programs, and also STOL Associates, which provides care-managed home care, and then Goodwill of Southeastern Wisconsin, which offers contracts out with the county to run their home-delivered meal program. So we spent a good year with my students at UWM and then also with Sojourn Theater, which is a professional theater company, studying those systems to figure out where we could pour creativity in, almost like water into the system to reach people who are out there living alone.
So what were some of those creative things that you poured into the system there?
We really ended up with a really super simple approach that we think can just keep going on and on. Our goal was to create a sustainable system, something that could just stay in place, not to offer something and then roll it back up and pull it back. And the thing that we found was something we came to call the questions of the day, which are just really simply, poetically, playfully worded, thoughtful questions that people could answer right on a little card or by phone. And we have what we call the Islands line, and people could call in. So over the course of since last November, we pulled a lot of those voicemails and created short little audio pieces with WWM's Lake Effect aired some of them, but they're also all on our website for people to hear. And then in the exhibit down at City Hall right now, you'll see all those beautiful, beloved handwritten cards that people took such care and time answering, and we're really happy to share with people.
And once somebody started participating in this way, did they keep coming back?
You know, we get whenever we would get, say, a voicemail that someone would leave their name and number, we would call them. We took that as a hint. You know, I'd like a call back. So we would call them back and we'd ask them, we'd thank them for participating and we'd ask them, are you interested in maybe having an artistic house call of some sort? We really loved your answer. It was creative. And we went a little deeper with some, a tier of people who were involved in the project. One of them worked with Chelsea Waite, the graduate student who was working on the project, to do some paintings. She also wrote some poems with us and came to another performance that we had last May. Another gentleman sang with us, and we invited an interfaith volunteer then to sing and record singing over his track, and then we subsequently shared it back with him. So we would create and connect and use the arts to bring people together.
I love that idea of the artistic house call. How did people respond? I assume you arranged it in advance and didn't just show up, but how did people respond having an artist or somebody writing with them in their own home?
You know, I think the people who said yes have a certain openness to it, so they really just embraced it. But rightly so, many people preferred just to use the cards or just to leave a voicemail. you know, you can be and feel a little vulnerable out there living alone, or a lot of people have disabilities, and that's one of the reasons that there can be a sense of isolation, is because they're not feeling real confident or secure with other people. And so we went slow and established relationships in that way. And there are a lot of people following what we do through that, really through the relationship already established with the home-delivered meal drivers, say, for example. So we would pull the writing off of all those cards. Chelsea did a beautiful little booklet where she put all the answers of the questions of the day in a little booklet that we sent back out with the meal drivers, so that the people who were responding to the cards could see that they were part of something much bigger.
That's interesting. So there's the internet angle, and that's what I was able to see. So somebody might send in a picture that went online and then the answer there. But you kind of did an old-fashioned internet, too, where it was just a note card traveling back and forth.
Yeah, and it's so, you know, you also, one of the things I loved was seeing the handwritten cards, because we don't, in the age of internet, you don't see handwriting. And you can feel the thought and the labor behind a lot of the responses when you're reading the handwriting on the cards. One of the things that was hard for the UWM students and even for the Sojourn, the actors and performers, was to realize we can't just do this on the internet. A lot of community engaged projects happen on the web now because it's such a broad reach. But even the volunteer systems through Interfaith, which are amazing, they have a telephone reassurance program and kind of a home visit program just to keep people company or give people rides different places. Even their volunteers don't necessarily use the internet. So we were calling people or using their newsletter system in order to get in contact and to really train them how to use creative engagement to improve their relationships and make their volunteer experiences deeper and better.
This was a Milwaukee-specific project. Every community is dealing in one way or another with the issue of isolation for some of their seniors, especially those living alone. Is this something you think could be cloned and taken elsewhere? And has anybody asked you how to set it up in their community?
We've gotten lots of requests. There are, in fact, particularly the home-delivered meal system, which other people might know better in other cities as Meals on Wheels. And I think it's a really great potential for expanding and, like I said before, kind of pouring creativity into it and to be able to use that system as a way to really deepen that 30-second meal delivery relationship into something a little more playful, a little more meaningful and purposeful in that way. And I really look forward to it. We kind of saw this one as a pilot, in some ways a big pilot and an exciting pilot, but one that would help us establish a system that then we could either consult with other cities or people can look and see what we did as well, and we're happy to talk to them.
And if people out there in the Milwaukee area want to participate still, this is still going, how do they get in touch?
Well, if you're on the web, you can take a peek at islandsofmilwaukee.org. And that tells the story of all the questions of the day that we use so far are on there, and you can still answer them. So if you're an envoy for someone, say you have a neighbor, and you know they live alone, but you don't know how to have a conversation with them, say, you know, there's this project. I have a question of the day. Would you like to hear it, is what we've been saying. Huh. And simply use it as a way to open conversation. Or if you have a parent who's far away, or there's all kinds of people hopefully it'll work well for you.
Anne, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this project.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
That was UW-Milwaukee Theater Professor Anne Basting talking about the Islands of Milwaukee project. The exhibit she was talking about will be at Milwaukee's City Hall through October 20th.